From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, October 13th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, October 10th through Monday, October 13th. John Mason reported in the Register Star, the former Aquamic School located in Claverick is on the auction block. The building and its contents is being offered by Collar City Auctions of Troy. The auction went live September 29th and will end 7 p.m. Thursday, October 16th. The 78,000 square foot building and 16 acres of land was listed with an opening bid of $5. So far, no bid has been received for the school itself. Most of the contents have drawn either minimum bids or none at all. Columbia County purchased the former high school for $1.5 million in 2008 and intended to turn the location into a county office campus. The building was appraised at $700,000 in 2013. The estimated taxes are $28,500. Board of Supervisors Chairman Packran said the county has the right to reject any and all bids. Quote, we can't give it away, unquote, he said. Previews of the building and grounds will be conducted Tuesday, October 14th and Wednesday, October 15th. More information can be found at collarcityauctionsonline.com. Ryan Anglim reported in the Daily Mail, Congressman Chris Gibson endorsed 46th Senate District candidate George Amador at Greene County Republican headquarters in Catskill Friday, October 10th. A crowd of about 30 people gathered on the sidewalk to hear the news. Gibson said Amador understands, as a business owner, what it takes to have an environment that is conducive to growth. The congressman also said State Senator Amador would support a new direction in education. Both Gibson and Amador are opponents of the Common Core learning standards. In related campaign news, Joseph Spector, writing in the Journal News, reported the race between incumbent State Senator Cecilia Kacik, a Democrat, and Republican George Amador in the 46th Senate District is one of half a dozen key races up for grabs in the November election. Although statewide races will be on the ballot November 4th, the key races for the State Senate will likely have the biggest impact on state policy over the next 2 years. The Kacik-Amador race and others like it may decide the fate of issues such as higher minimum wage, public financing of political campaigns, and abortion rights in New York. Republicans and Democrats are waging an expensive, aggressive battle in races in the Rochester area, the Hudson Valley, and Long Island. Other key contests include the race in the 40th District between Democrat Justin Wagner and Republican Terrence Murphy, and in the 41st District, where Republican Sue Serena is challenging incumbent Democrat Terry Gibson. Ryan Anglim reported in the Daily Mail, the Wyndham Ashland Jewett Central School District recently completed its annual external audit and received a clean bill of health from its auditors, according to Superintendent John McTorco. Board of Education member Drew Schuster said this marked the first time the district has received a totally clean audit. Schuster said, quote, usually we've had just a little of things here and there, but this time there was nothing at all, unquote. John Mason reported in the Register Star, local chef Dan Nilsson appeared on Guy's Grocery Games on the Food Network Sunday, October 12th. The episode, Pasta La Vista Baby, featured the co-owner of Daba, located in Hudson. Nilsson met host Guy Fieri in 2004, Mason reported, when they both auditioned for the show Who Wants to Be the Next Food Network Star, and Nilsson's tape made the blooper reel. The episode is scheduled to re-air on October 20th and October 25th. The Daily Freeman reminds everyone that today is Columbus Day and many businesses and government services may be closed or on different schedules. Here's a rundown of how various offices and services will be affected. Amtrak is running on regular schedule. Banks are closed. County offices are closed. Federal offices closed. Financial markets are open. Greene County Transit, no service. Mail delivery, none. Metro North is on regular schedule. Schools closed, state offices closed, and Trailways is on a holiday schedule. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 53. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 73. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Wednesday, a chance of showers. Afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 75. Wednesday night showers likely mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Thursday rain likely, cloudy with a high near 73, and Thursday night showers likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 7:06 a.m. and sunset today is 6:16 p.m. with the length of the day being 11 hours and 9 minutes. For the public meetings, Columbus Day is observed. All non-essential federal, state, county, and local municipalities are closed. Some village and town boards are scheduled to meet WGXC, so just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Ashland Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall Main Street in Ashland, 734-3636. The Canaan Town Board public hearing is at 6:55 p.m. The regular board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1647 County Route 5 in Canaan, 781-3144. The Hunter Village Board meeting is at 8 p.m. at Village Hall, 7955 Main Street in Hunter, 263-4020. The New Baltimore Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 3809 Route 51, 756-6671. The Philmont Village Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. And the Prattsville Town meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, Main Street in Prattsville, 299-3125. This has been the WGXC Hands On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, October 13th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.